I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We f***ed it. Anyway, you'll find a way. Hello everybody and welcome to the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan, coming to you live today with a special visual element. We're really working on improving ourselves. I'm joined by Timothy Butterly, with whom I've been performing at Zany's Nashville. Timothy, so good to have you here.
Thanks for having me. It's a real pleasure.
It's a joy for me too. Now, there's another episode coming out this week. I never do two in a week.
Whoa.
But I got an interview with Kieran J. Callanan that I've been too busy to
edit. That's
a
way bigger guest than me.
No, we're getting all the big guests.
No.
And
was he very funny and charming?
I felt so guilty that I sucked as an interviewer.
Oh, man.
That I do have to edit. So I just, a lot, big sections of it are just me going, "You're so cool."
Yeah, if you find him making a good point, are you going to like overdub yourself asking a good question leading to it? That's the power of editing.
I would still have to be able to edit myself out of talking over his answers, going, "That's so true. You're so absolutely right, Kieran J. Callanan.
Very interesting, Kieran."
It's a great album. It's a great new album. And we're in Nashville, Tennessee. And I just wanted to say, we're going today. I think I'm going to record video while we're there.
Mm.
We're going to the Parthenon.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Mostly to spend time with your dad.
You know, he's such a sweet man. He's having such a fun time.
A sweet dad is one of my favorite things in the whole wide world. Can I be honest? You know, you see a lot about those like tough dads that can show you how to do a lot of stuff. Yeah. But like a dad that's just very sweet.
Rare.
And just stays out of the way mostly. Oh, man.
Well, he's taken himself off to the downtown as I've been here sleeping. We are staying together, so it's nice to go on holiday together, and it's nice to have some time apart.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know we're going to the Parthenon yet.
Oh, no. Is he going to hate it?
Well, he's a history buff, and I think he will. Man, yesterday he saw a Barbie big Hummer going past, and he took a photo, and he goes, "I mean, these people, the masses, of which I am a part. I am part of the masses too. But what gives them pleasure is incredible." We had just been through the hunting. Is it a big hunting convention that we snuck into?
Yeah.
And just the whole time he was like, he just took photos. He was like, "They'd love killing big animals."
Have you never imagined killing a huge animal though?
I could do nothing but imagine killing huge animals over there.
Yeah.
Have you killed a big animal before?
I don't think so.
It little looks ones. So fun.
Killing little ones doesn't really count.
Well,
though.
Man, when they kill little ones, they got to kill so many of them. I've seen these aerial pictures what they took of when they go like duck hunting, and then they just have like a football stadium, like a football field, with 1,000 ducks spread out.
Now is
it's
that
mental?
Is that better or worse than killing one giraffe?
Or a giraffe. No, I mean, that would be, I don't know if, I don't think they're endangered. One thing I did see that upset me was there was a taxidermied rhinoceros. And I'm pretty sure you're not meant to kill them. I don't know if they're in such plentiful numbers that that's cool.
I did just see a picture of like a sleeping rhino in Africa, and he had like armed guards. And granted, they were just dudes in like soccer jerseys and sandals, yeah, but they had like machine guns guarding this one rhino. So I'd probably,
man, the drip on the African child soldier or the coup plotter, where you get a little beret. And do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, and you're wearing a beret and also jean shorts that, yes, have like fashionable tears up the thighs.
And one mangled hand from when you tried to escape the mine as a youth. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yellow eyeballs.
This is, I got it. Now I just reestablished, this is a podcast about trying to buy a boat. There'll be no editing on this podcast.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Unless no, it's good. It's good. I just usually edit it a lot, but I haven't been able to. We've been so tired. And we've been gigging so hard.
And it's all gold, so it's like, don't even cut anything. Don't edit anything.
I'm loving it. That's, and now that we have a video element, I should probably sit in a different way so that I don't look so hunched.
I mean, you didn't even look at it. You didn't block yourself in. You might not even be in the shot right now, which would be great.
I need a young man to follow me around.
Pause, James. Come on, man.
You have a young man who follows you around?
I have a team. I have a squad, yeah. I have three dudes that I work with.
Oh.
And it is very helpful, and my stuff looks very professional when people mention it.
Because you're from Philly.
Yeah.
And you're still in Philly. So
yes,
you have all that residual still in Philly connection and energy. It's so valuable.
Yeah. Yeah. My dude who produces all my stuff and does all my stuff is a kid I grew up with. Like, he was my sister's friend growing up, and so...
You can't pay for that.
No. It's pretty fucking cool, dude. I've got, like, a crazy connection, and...
I've been disempowered. I used to have these...
In Australia.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now I'm resting my iPhone on a skull, on a deer skull.
Who knows? This could look great. The deer skull might be the move.
I'm surrounded by death everywhere I go. I don't want to be disrespectful.
Yeah, you need a minion.
I can't tell you how excited. If it was the real Parthenon, I wouldn't be excited at all.
You know, I don't know anything about the real Parthenon. What were they doing there? Is it mostly columns and stuff?
It's a lot of columns.
Okay.
I know there are marbles, and that the
marbles like on the ground, like rolling things, or like rock.
We'd say displays, like big carved.
Oh yeah, okay.
Statues, and the British took them. Because they didn't trust the Greeks with them.
I think it's a good move.
Yeah. Can you imagine if over the last hundred years Greece had had access to those marbles? They've kept them safe.
Didn't they ruin the entire world's economy, like, single-handedly?
Which is difficult when your only industry is lounging.
Don't trust Greeks with your marbles. The hell.
Bloody give them back to the Greeks. You've lost your marbles in both senses in that case. No, but seriously. The English took them back. And they keep them there. I think it was originally a temple, and then it was a bank. Maybe it was a temple bank.
And then it was an urgent care.
Probably. I think it was a mosque for a time,
yeah,
and a church. And now you just walk around, you know, Mr. Chips, lonely, not sure what to do. I think that's at the Parthenon. And also it's at the start of an Ayn Rand novel, The Fountainhead.
Have you read Rand?
I have read Rand.
I have not. I read some Wikipedia articles.
I very much embraced Rand as a young man, and now
find her to be difficult. That's so painful.
It's the best books to read
you're
as a young
person. You're the smartest 19-year-old in the entire world, and you're unbearable to be around.
I was deeply unpleasant. Yeah. I told so many people to quit comedy and that I was the one true great. I was going to triumph. Anyway, the start of The Fountain, it's a man who wants to build skyscrapers. And like beautiful modern, he's based on Frank Lloyd Wright, and he just goes to the director of the architecture school and is like, "Fuck the Parthenon, bullshit." And the director goes, "Maybe you should leave the school." And he goes, "Yeah." So he gets out, but that is the part. It's like considered the pinnacle classical architecture.
Ooh, okay.
So, but seeing the original for some reason doesn't stir up anything inside of me. Seeing a version that they made in the 1890s in Nashville, I couldn't be more excited.
Yeah, I mean, what were people like in Nashville did they bring people in or was it locals, you know? This thing might look fucked up.
I believe they'd recently lost readily available labor.
It was white dudes learning to work for the first time ever. And they go, you know what? Let's be ambitious. Let's go to the top.
The cotton fields are no longer an industry that we can seriously make money from.
Do you think it was like almost like a garage project that they all started to like kind of get out of work in the fields? You know what I mean?
I'm going down the Parthenon.
Yeah, babe, listen, it's a matter of southern pride that I finish this thing. I'm sorry, I will get to the cotton eventually. I just get off my fucking ass. Me and the boys got to build the Parthenon.
Just building the Parthenon, going, man, they'll see. When the Parthenon pops, I know it doesn't look like nothing now, and I'm in a bad financial state. Just like as I'm hoping to get into the big rooms after I build the Parthenon. Oh, I hope, man, they're going to have Parthenon t-shirts.
Wait, so he wanted to build skyscrapers?
Book?
Wait, that was the Ayn Rand dude.
Man, I'll tell you about that. I love... The Fountainhead does stand up as a great work of literature, even though there's one scene where he rapes a woman and she loves it, and they just move on. It's not that he... He doesn't get a yes. And she's very... It's portrayed, obviously, as they're both having a great time and no one is scandalized. But when you read back, you go, oh... She's intentionally written a hot rape into the book by the hero.
And it was written by a lady anyway, so it's like,
yeah,
who cares?
It's obviously her fantasy.
Duh.
Yeah.
That's
I mean, it's just transparently.
Literally consent.
What she was. So he wants to be an architect. He goes out on his own. No one will give him a job. And then he becomes an architect. He gets.
Like a renegade architect, like Bad Boy?
Absolutely. And he works for the only other renegade architect in the world who's a washed up drunk by that point. And the washed up drunk's like, get out of here. You don't want to be like me. You don't want my life. And he goes, I do. And the man's like, God damn it. You start on Monday. And it's real great. And then there's
How are they renegades though? Like radical designs or like lowering costs by taking risks?
No, they work with great builders who they love. And the builders are like, they feel beautiful working for them. But they're building like glass boxes.
Oh, okay. They're so building. Tortured genius type stuff.
Yeah. But I mean, if you look at it now, it's like everybody's building this fucking nonsense and it's all dreadful.
Yeah.
And it would be so nice if someone built the Parthenon again.
Hey, do you know the only knowledge I have is I watched a Michelangelo movie. Ooh. And he was kind of the same way. He was totally fucking nuts about the stuff he was making. He was driving him insane.
I didn't know that. Whereas Da Vinci seemed like he might have been chilled out.
Really?
Yeah, well, he was doing sketches.
I only saw
sketches,
him in a video. I met him in a video game one time, and that's all
you
I
met
know
Leonardo? Was it Assassin's Creed?
Yeah, it was Assassin's Creed 2.
Yeah, nice.
And I was this is the coolest. This is a pretty cool guy. I would hang out with him more, but I don't know anything about him besides.
Can you assassinate Leonardo da Vinci?
No, I mean, I didn't. I would never, but I don't know if you're able to. That would be the worst ever. That would be the worst video game
so
ever,
sick.
Dude. If you met like the coolest, chillest dude in all of history, and then you just killed him?
No, that's the video game I want to make. Is you travel through time and you kill only the best and
coolest
people.
Dudes.
It's Albert Einstein and he's a baby.
Yeah, and you push him off a cliff. You drop him into a gorge.
His enormous hair functions as a series of springs because he saw it coming. And he ricocheted. Man, did you see Oppenheimer?
I got like halfway through and I kind of tuned out.
Oh, you missed the most erotic part.
I don't know. I did see them having
when Japan is destroyed.
Times.
No, oh, not no. The sex. The destruction of
James.
Japan. It's so man. I just want. I mean, I'm gonna buy.
Dude,
I want.
It was like offensively boring to me.
Really?
I was just like.
I was so.
What an insult! What an insult to my time.
No,
I swear to God.
I mean, you don't get to see a lot of movies when you have a family, but that was the only one I'd seen. And maybe I was so starved for stimulation, I thought it was very exciting, but.
Who was the girl in it? Was it?
It was Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt.
Wasn't she an absolute... If Emily Blunt ever wants to come on the James Donald Forbes McCann catamaran plan, she
come
may.
On next week. I'll just be completely eclipsed in every possible way and so uninteresting.
You got top billing over Kieran J. Kellen, but I will say only because I was too lazy to edit that podcast thus far. I'm going to let everybody... I'm doing merch for the podcast.
You're doing merch?
I'm buying merch and I'm sending out mystery merch. People pay me money and I buy something roughly worth half and then I send it to them and I keep the rest of the money. But I'm going to buy Parthenon merch today and send people merch from the Parthenon.
Oh, how lucky would they be?
Can you imagine? You get in the mail. They don't even know the Parthenon exists. I'm so excited about the Parthenon. What?
I mean, this better be good.
Well, you're on the road now a lot. You're hitting the big room.
A little bit. I just started. I'm brand new.
To the big... Well, you've done comedy for ages.
To traveling for myself.
And now you're being forced to make that big step up into headline.
Yeah, my only option is to demand people's time and attention and a little bit of money, and it's the worst feeling ever. And I'm brand new at it, and hopefully I figure it out.
Well, you're ahead. I'm watching you with bated breath because the thing you're doing, I'm about to have to start planning how to do.
There is like a blueprint for it.
It looks terrifying. The deal you're getting from the clubs is, I assume, I'm in Australia, my deal is I get 100% of the tickets and you keep the booze. I assume they don't let you have that.
No way, dude. They starve you in the beginning here. And then they dangle out, they go, bigger shows if you do this. And then you take these really rotten little deals and you go, I can't go on. And then it becomes the toughest point in the entire arc. And you go, this has to be the end. And then you think for a moment, you go, but how many dudes hit this point? And they go, no more, I can't take it. And
a lot, I would think.
I don't know, but I'm not going to be one of them.
I've said that to myself a lot of times over the journey. And I'm not going to back down.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be the guy who walks away.
And I'm trying to convince myself. I'm definitely the guy.
I just know so many people who've walked away from
so
comedy and they're doing so well now. It's like painting families ahead.
Fucking sucks. The people who do this shit are losers. Why would you ever get good at this?
Well,
we're not gonna do
they
that.
Say sunken cost fallacy, but I reckon if we probably actually have sunk enough costs to make it through.
I mean, point of no return.
But you got to pay. So you got to have small rooms, financially difficult. You got to get yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
The costs are very high for touring alone. But I mean, you're doing well, and I mean you're adding extra shows. This is what the thing you have to do.
It's working.
To get through to the next.
Yeah, it's
room.
Working. That's what's crazy.
Yeah,
I am very good at this stuff. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm very good at it, and I think a lot of people see me and they really like me. So it is worth it. It's not, you know what I mean?
Yes. Now, if you sucked, that would be very hard.
If I sucked, I would be finding out right. This is the moment right now, and maybe I'm only so good, and at a certain point, I'll try to be better, and that's when people will see me as sucking.
But you'll get to find out where that is.
But right now, so far, people are like, "You don't suck, do you? Keep going." So,
man, it is hard when people. I'm not speaking for myself. Whether or not I suck, I don't know where this business is going to take me. But when you do meet someone who sucks, they almost never know.
Yeah,
I've had just so many conversations with specifically men in America who suck. And then at the end, they'll go like, man, remember my name. Remember my name. Or like they'll do something like, I'm going to move to...
It's like, yeah, I will remember your name because I'm already texting my friends about you. About
I don't remember any of their names.
Loser you are.
Yeah, it's a weird... Often they have a broken home. And kid, when I caught that bus, I had so many conversations with men.
Wait, they have a broken home, like their family,
they're not there for their kids. They're not there to see their kids.
Ooh, man.
And they're gonna like.
Do you talk about like family stuff a lot on here? I know that...
I complain a lot because I usually record it in my car because it's the most acoustically perfect space. I can't do video like that. But a lot of the podcast is just me going, nah, this family's making it hard for me to look after my family.
Yeah, I mean.
But you have older kids.
Yeah, my kids are 16, 13, and 6.
Oh, I'd say older. I forgot you had a 6.
They're so old. Yeah, they're so hard. But I don't know, man. When you're like crisscrossing with other, like, you're meeting a lot of these comics on the road and stuff like that. And then when you get the idea that they're trying to like get away from their family a little bit.
Yes.
It makes me fucking sick to my stomach,
no,
fam.
I am... Yeah, I find it just fucking revolting.
I get so homesick and I act like such a fucking baby about it.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Well, it's so nice to be nestled in that. My dream is to, like, I get the RV. The dream is the catamaran.
Mm.
And then I can only perform in coastal cities. But the family's in the boat and we just sail up to the next... Oh, hello, Santa Monica.
Yeah, and then you can do places like... Like, isn't Monte Carlo? Doesn't there like a port there and stuff like
yes,
that?
Yes, apparently it's very expensive.
You do high end places like that for the big bucks.
Ah, that's
for baccarat
imagine that.
Players.
Imagine we're going around the northern part of the Mediterranean. Maybe we'll risk a gig in Libya, who can say, but I think we'll probably be northern.
And then you come back and you go, I don't know why everybody says all that shit about Libya. It was actually pretty chill.
It's very free. It's probably not what it's based on. Liberty,
pretty sure.
Iberia.
I think it's ironic, like when you call like a big guy, you know, shorty, you know.
That's great. That's great. Well, yeah, because it was Liberia is the one that America set up. America bought just land and said, if any ex-slaves want to go and have their own country, it's over there now.
So, is that real?
Yeah.
No, that sounds like a message board post.
No, that's a legit thing. Their flag is just one star and otherwise the American flag. I was reading about their...
Whoa, they set up a daycare for black people?
Well, I don't know that they looked abandoned up, it? I don't think they looked after it that much. They were just like, you're on your own. And I watched the video thinking, like, if it was all like ex, you know, black American slaves, would you look at the video and they'd be all like, yo, everybody, what's up? But no, they all have a strong accent, African accent. They just,
wait, they got the accent back when they went over?
They got the accent back.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Damn. I wonder if they're just doing the same shit as black people in America. I'm not going to explore that at all. But
achieving. It's Black History Month. We want to say Black History Month. Maybe it's different when I make a fist, but I want everyone to know that's a Black Power fist. Black Panthers, school lunches. I love black people. The important thing that I wanted to say, the traveling and the family. Yes, they want to get away. And my wife is not one of these. Get the husband out of the house. I'm holding it down. Like I love being
so
there.
Painful.
She loves having me. That's really difficult. So on my road to the catamaran, if I could get, I think back to Australia for a couple months and then coming back to America. And if I can have club dates by then and an RV, if we can get a motor home and I just put my family in there and we drive and we do something beautiful as a family. And it's big enough that my wife can homeschool the oldest kids.
Let's go.
And then I go out to the gig and back. Wouldn't that be tremendous?
Yeah, that gets me fired up, man.
Cincinnati.
That's the dream.
I don't know how it's financially possible, but we're going to figure
that's
it out.
That's just the detail, dude.
It is.
Everyone I know who has a lot of money, they say money's the easy part.
Yes, you know? Everyone I know without money says, fuck, man, my life is so hard right now. It's, mercy. The path, and I just keep coming back in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can't escape. I think
what
I have to
make
a video
of the iterations of the real Parthenon that went through all those changes. Which one do you think was the
obviously
best?
Got to represent for church?
Yeah,
got to stand up for church. But I mean that original first Parthenon, like when they cut the ribbon on Parthenon number one, that would have been really nice to see.
Yeah, that's probably a nice little ceremony.
Yeah, I think we bombed it. Someone bombed it in one of the wars.
Such a fucking dick move.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, it was maybe they bombed it. Actually, I don't know who bombed the Parthenon.
They false flagged the Parthenon. to enact bomb control.
There's certainly craggy bits. Have you ever been to Greece?
No.
Ever been to Europe?
No, I haven't. Have you?
No. Well, I went to England. I went to England, but I never been to Europe.
No.
I've
been to Japan. That's my only.
Oh, my brother's in Japan right now. He's having such a nice time.
What's he doing? Pervert stuff. It's been great hanging out with you this weekend.
I've had a really nice time. It's I didn't know what to expect. Nashville, at Zanies. I just knew I wanted the hoodie, and now I have the hoodie.
Yeah, that's
but
an
it's
honor.
been so sweet and so nice.
It's a very big club. There's a lot of people there. It makes
it's
me
so much
nervous.
Bigger than I thought it was when I was on stage. It goes back deep into the corners.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
It's a very big room, and you didn't come out with us, but Nashville, like the Broadway, like the honky tonks and stuff like that, I went to. And it's crazy. It's just too much partying.
If I liked that kind of music, it would be like heaven. I assume this is like Georgia for the whites. Atlanta for white people.
Yeah, it's Atlanta for fat white sluts.
Yes. So many bridal parties coming to Nashville.
Dude, just getting absolutely...
All in pink, on a big bus, lots of saying woo.
Vomiting on the sidewalk.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I'd love to see
that. Yeah, that was later. I was getting the Uber home.
I'm only seeing them earlier in the day when they're having a great time. I'm not getting the yang to that beautiful svelte yin. Although I did try and go to the Taylor Swift Education Center. Because outside the Country Music Hall of Wonders, whatever it is, the Country Music
Taylor Swift
Museum,
Education Center?
It says on this big wall, the Taylor Swift Education Center. And I had this, I thought I was going to go in there with my dad and learn about Taylor Swift, and he'd come out and say something like, you know, I learned that she's a big slut. I don't know. But it turns out it's not education about Taylor Swift, it's by Taylor Swift.
Oh, no, she bought, even worse.
She bought classrooms. No. Yeah. And she, so kids, inner city kids or something go and they.
5 hours of dating advice every day for inner city children.
Football player.
Yeah, rich.
Rich football player. You can try dating all the weak, spindly Harry Styles of the world, but only. Is he a wide receiver, Kelsey?
I don't know what he plays. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to follow the football. Do you have a sport that is your. That is your main...
Yeah, I like MMA.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you fight yourself?
I've been training
I actually looked on your Instagram yesterday and I saw you having a beautiful time, presumably with your children.
Yeah.
In karate outfits.
Yeah, we do jiu-jitsu together.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, that's pretty f***ing cool. But yeah, so that's the only like sports stuff that I really follow is combat sports.
Who's your favorite combatant?
Who's my favorite combatant? All time, there was a Russian guy. His name was Fedor Emelianenko.
I don't know him at all.
Yeah, so he was like, he fought in Japan in like the early 2000s and mid 2000s, and he was just like a, like almost like a Russian guy. He was shaped almost like a dock worker, like just a big, no muscle definition whatsoever,
just big
and completely stoic to the point that you almost thought he might be like retarded or have like brain damage. No, never even a facial expression, and. He was undersized for a heavyweight, and he fought in Japan where people were just abusing steroids openly.
Right.
And he was fighting giants and monsters, and he was beating the fuck out of them. He was mercilessly smashing the biggest steroid fiends on the planet. And it was my, it's my,
and this is
this
before
day.
The UFC gets going. So he doesn't get to capitalize.
Yeah, and the UFC, it was actually kind of tragic because the UFC rose to prominence and became the biggest promotion. And they had like Brock Lesnar and they could never make a deal to get Fedor into the UFC to see what was really up.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, it's one of the great tragedies. And then
is this a stain on Brock Lesnar's legacy that he would never fuck around and find out?
No, it would have just been like the biggest moment.
Yeah.
Brock was eventually exposed as just like a fucking ridiculously strong wrestler, and he got beat the fuck up a couple times too.
But once he gets him on the mat, he's...
Yeah, true, obviously.
Have you seen the picture of his daughter?
Yeah.
What a beautiful young lady. Cool. It's very cool. I was told about an MMA fighter, wife's mother's husband. I think stepfather-in-law. He's a lovely guy. He was driving me across New Zealand to get to an airport. And we were talking about... And it's like the most American-looking man. Like barrel-chested, huge mustache. He was in the early 2000s. Do you know who I'm talking about? He was huge. And he was like a picture of a person. He's like I couldn't believe it. I felt like...
And he was a fighter?
He's a fighter.
Was it Don Fry or Dan Severn or...
I've got my phone recording the damn thing.
It's
got to
be one of those two dudes. If there was a fighter
I couldn't believe
mustache.
It, the thickness of the mustache.
Yeah, that'd be Don Fry, I think.
Yeah,
Can I show you a picture of him?
Yeah,
can you
please.
Verify?
Because when I saw a picture of this man, I felt... I felt like I was of a different species.
Yeah.
It was very upsetting.
Was it this dude?
That was that dude.
Yeah, it's Don Fry.
Man. Yeah. But he was also of that. Apparently, he was great and just his prime did not coincide with the UFC making heaps and heaps of money. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And who knows how that would have gone. But he was also in Japan fighting at the same time with all those fucking monsters. There's actually a legendary.
Did they fight each other?
I don't know. I don't recall. But there's a legendary. It's just like a gif. But like. He was fighting a Japanese guy. I forget his name. It's probably like fucking Takanada or something like that. And they each had a half clinch. So they're each reaching behind the other one's head with one arm.
Yeah.
And with their free hand, it was just bop, 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 bop. And they stand and they just exchange bop, bop, bops for, it feels like 5 minutes. It's one of the craziest things anyone's ever seen in a fight.
I'd like to see that.
That's Don Fry. He's the man.
What, something was happening?
He has
in Japan
a podcast now, by the way,
oh.
About like being like the ultimate man. Like it's about like the traditional masculinity.
Yeah, I mean, if ever there was a brand for that guy to, I mean, glad that he's not.
Thank
going
God
with
he actually did that,
saving the environment. I'm glad he's going with. I mean, there's also just no way. Even if I do everything he does, I can be 1% as masculine. as no, you would Don Fry.
It would have had to start in your early childhood, I think.
I think I would have had to start by selecting different parents, number maybe. One.
You think genetically you just don't have a shot? I don't know.
No, I
don't know.
I'm such a big... I just want to. I want to be gay again. I want to bring back the gay. That's, I don't want to lose it.
Okay, so that is kind of like, I don't know. That's almost like a guiding principle for me. Is like avoiding thinking I have something important going on in my brain.
Yeah.
You know, just absolutely trying to lower my IQ. You know, I don't want to get distracted by ever thinking I have like an important thing to say comedically, or like a point to make.
I find that this is so funny because it's the opposite with like British comedians are often dumber off stage than they are on stage. Like they're doing the smartest version of themselves when they're performing. Okay. And then American comedians,
that's
time
polite,
and time
though.
Again.
That's good manners.
Well, it's like put your best foot forward. But over and over again, there are American, like it would just talk about like, a f***ing rash on their dick for 45 minutes on stage, and they get off stage and they're like, you know, I was just reading Foreign Affairs, and I'm not sure if we should be exporting this jet to
Wow, so I can't question anything the IDF does without being called an anti-Semite. And then he goes on stage.
And just goes on stage like,
so my wife and I had a diarrhea miscarriage. You know?
And then you come off, interest rates have to change. It's yeah. But that's also, I think that's, they're both attempting to be respectful to the audience in different ways. In that, like, the British people are like, you deserve an intellect.
Yeah, you guys got in the car to come here.
Should see my thinking at its finest. And then the American community is like, I don't want to leave anyone behind. It's so egalitarian. It's like, if your stuff is only for smart people, it ain't smart. And I'm going to reach out and I'm going to touch everybody as a gift to the people here tonight. I'm going to leave no child left behind.
Yeah, I don't know. Am I supposed to be thinking about it that much? Am I supposed
I'm the outsider, so
I'm
get to have the
spinning
view.
Out.
You're just Zizekian and trapped in the ideology of your country.
I'm just screaming at people while they're eating mozzarella sticks. You know what I mean?
That's
I could wear a suit.
So many Americans have told me some version of, my job is to sell beer.
Yeah.
My job is to keep people in a room and sell them beer.
I seriously just have to make people not leave while they eat a pretty substandard meal. That's all.
I will say the food at Zany's has been incredible, and the food at what's it called? The Cleveland one. So that's what Hilarities. I didn't want to end in ease again. I thought that must be me making a mistake, but Hilarities was also, food was incredible. But I'm told
he's also one of the original builders of the Parthenon. Hilarities.
Nick, the old Greek man. Nowhere else I'm told has good food. These are the only great.
Yeah, the rest of it is pretty insulting food.
But I'm happy to have seen the good food before I venture out on the street. I had onion rings last night. They were incredible. They're soft pretzels.
Are you still amazed by just a lot of American food that you encounter?
I'm having a Pop-Tart right now.
Yeah.
And I can't believe that it's seasonal. Sausage is different in this country. There's like, it's a fattier meat. If you get the sausage muffin in Australia at McDonald's, it's basically, it's just the normal meat patty with like a different... You know,
like
salt
a
on
like
it.
Like a burger
it's like
patty?
A normal burger patty. But when you get the sausage, it's like looser. It's fattier. It's more gray.
Dude, I was attacked by a homeless man.
Right.
Like, I was fighting for my life.
That would help you.
It was random.
You're just walking down the street
was
and a homeless guy attacked
middle
you?
Of the day, downtown, crowded, lots of traffic. And a guy just walked into my field of view and sucker punched me. I say sucker. I was facing him, but I was on the phone with my dad. It was so long ago. It was a BlackBerry. I was on a BlackBerry talking to my dad.
You got a haymaker to the face from...
Yeah, caught one right in the kisser. And it was like so unexpected that I wasn't even sure what happened. And I took a big step back, and I see the guy coming back in. And so first thing I did was I whipped the phone. I threw the phone at him. I don't even remember if we made contact, but we made contact again eventually. And he tries to like pull me into the street. Like we go over the hood of a cab into the middle of the street and we tussle. And there's a big group of like, there's like probably 30 to 50 people standing around
just watching the fight.
Yeah. And this dude's clearly like, he looks like zombie homeless.
Yeah.
And I'm in like business casuals and people are just like, well, let's see how this plays out.
Is this where you figured out that you wanted to do fighting?
No, I had been training for a couple of years.
Oh, so this is like, at some point,
I got to do. I got
this
to,
is the dream,
yeah,
right? Like,
yeah,
if you,
oh,
if
yeah,
you have a break and there's 30 go, people
imagine
around
if a guy
you,
came at me like this, and the guy came at me like that, and I got to do all my stuff.
That's every much sweat dream. Is, man, one day I'm going to get into a
He's
fight.
He's coming at me like this? No way.
And it's going to be perfectly reasonable for me to defend myself. Did you win the fight?
Yeah, but it was like really upsetting. I didn't enjoy it. I thought I was going to feel so cool. In the fantasy,
yeah,
I was going to feel so fucking cool. I was going to do cool moves. I was going to like really fuck someone up.
It is the sex parallel.
And
yeah,
really, I just kind of like did some very simple stuff and possibly injured his shoulder and just like looked around. I had this dude held down and I was just looking around like, are you guys seriously just like watching? Like, and then thankfully, a cop was close enough by, or no, a cop was coming out of a pizza place and saw it and helped me get him like cuffed, or I helped him get him cuffed.
Yeah.
And it was just like the worst experience ever. I got up, my dad was still on the phone. He heard the whole thing. He thought I got hit by a car and died, and he was screaming for someone to please pick up the phone on the ground. So my fantasy completely fell apart.
This is the
dude.
City of brotherly it love.
It was the way. It was the worst ever. I was like, my voice was shaking on the phone. I was like, Dad, I'm okay. No, just, I couldn't even, dude, man. It was not cool.
I mean, the alternative, if you hadn't been doing martial arts at that point, is you get savagely
beaten. I probably got fucked up. Yeah,
he
felt like crazy strong, like, like on drugs.
He had that meth strength.
Yeah.
Crack power.
PCP fucking Bane. It was nuts. Yeah. But yeah, so it wasn't cool.
I think that's a beautiful note to end the podcast on. What a beautiful story. Have you ever told that on stage?
Not on stage. I've told it on podcast. I don't know. It just seems too much like I don't want to tell a story about winning a fight. It would be funnier if I lost.
Yeah, but you don't really... It's opposite to Rocky, where he loses the fight, but he wins in his heart. Yeah. But in your version of the Philadelphia boxing story, you win the fight, but it's ultimately tarnished by having to hurt a homeless guy's shoulder on the ground.
An indelible mark on me.
Oh, baby. I'm so sorry that happened to you. James Donald Force McCann, Catamaran Plan, merch coming out soon. Going to go to the Parthenon today. Timothy Butterley, an honor and a privilege.
Brother, what a pleasure. Thank you.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.